Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box is, if you're a regular listener, you'll know already, a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant north of Ashburn in County Meath, just a Kilmoon cross on the N2. It's literally 20 minutes from the M50. Known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot, it's an experience. Now, if you're a regular listener to Opinions Matter, you will know that the Snail Box are currently setting about breaking a world record for the biggest baseball cap collection in the entire world on public display. As soon as you walk into the Snail Box, you can't but notice the amount of baseball caps they have attached to the roof. How the roof doesn't collapse, I don't know. They've that many. Anyway, they're setting about breaking the world record for the largest amount of baseball caps on public display. If you are anywhere in the world and you pop into a tourist shop and they have baseball caps on sale, buy one. Bring it to the Snail Box. They'll exchange you for one of their own baseball caps. You're not without a baseball cap, and their collection continues because the collection is for the largest amount of baseball caps, unique baseball caps. So each one of them has to be different from the other. So do please pop along to the Snail Box at Kilmoon Cross on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane, and tell Philip and Paddy and Mark and all of the staff in the Snail Box that the Opinions Matter lads told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Please don't mention the hotel I work in because it's probably going to end up in court. But I'm a duty manager in a well-known hotel in, and this person actually told us whereabouts this hotel is.
Well, I don't know why we blocked it out because it says county. It's County Dublin.
Okay, so in County Dublin, right.
That could be one of about 40 hotels.
And all the staff listened to your show and told me to contact you. My boss got a legal letter yesterday that we're being sued for compo by a well-known traveller family because we wouldn't take them for a booking last month. The thing is, when they came in to meet the wedding manager, my boss recognised them from a year previously when they caused murder in the ballroom at another wedding. Vases were broken and drink from the bar was stolen and two ambulances had to be called over them fighting. And they've a cheek to say it's discrimination because we won't have them back. It's a joke. You need to highlight this because they caused over €2,000 worth of damage the last time. And that's from a man whose name we have, but we're obviously, to protect his identity and the identity of the hotel, we are not going to read out his name or the name of the hotel. Suffice to say, it is in County Dublin.
There is no statement from the hotel. We have tried to contact them to verify that this is happening. This is, by the way, one of two different messages from the same hotel from two different members of staff. We'll read out the second message a bit later on. However, when we put this up on our Facebook page, because we always do that, we always tell people what we're going to talk about for the live show, we got a message from some. Well, we'll read it out in a couple of minutes. So did you get sent that by JJ?
I did.
We'll read that out in a couple of minutes, but there's two sides to every story, okay? That's all I'll say. And, we want to get both sides in this. But what we do know is that there could be a legal case pending.
Which is why we're not in any way identifying the hotel and the hotel not responding to our queries. I kind of understand because they're in the middle of this. They're not going to add fuel to the fire at this moment in time.
There is no legal case going on at the moment, but a letter, we believe, has been sent. But, but the bones of it is, and this is nothing new, travellers tried to book a hotel for a wedding and they were turned away.
Somebody just asked, why don't hotels take a fee against damage to cover themselves?
Geez, I'd be very, angry and upset.
Yeah, I was about to say, if I was asked to pay a fee in case somebody fights at my wedding, I'd be very, very upset by that.
Yeah.
Similarly, if a traveller family were asked for a deposit, they would say discrimination.
Yeah, they would. Now, they do use the word discrimination a lot.
Mm, they do, yeah.
Traveling,
yeah,
no, and that's not, that's not to say they're not discriminated against.
That's what I was about
against.
To say. They are discriminated against, but a lot of it
is brought on by themselves. The travelling community makes up less than, isn't it, less than 1% of the whole population. I think it's 0.5%, is it, or something like that. So the travelling community, and I've met some lovely members of the travelling community. I've stayed in their caravans before. I've reported from halting sites. I've met some really, really decent travellers. But unfortunately, the amount of trouble caused by the community is disproportionate to the amount of them there are, if that makes sense. Okay, so very, very small percentage of the Irish population are actually travellers. Yes, there are a lot. And you see videos last summer at Dublin Airport of them all killing each other in Terminal 1, battering the head off each other, and things like that. And I know what you're all going to say, well, settled people do that as well. Well, I've never seen settled people having a fisticuffs in the airport. I mean, what could you even fight about in the airport?
When you're off on your holidays.
Yeah, what could possibly be the reason? In the same way, and I have friends that work in the hotel business who've witnessed traveller fights, and they say there's times where they've had to lock themselves behind the bar. What would you...
Okay, the bottom line is that this...
What would you row about at a wedding?
Okay, this traveller family were at a wedding last year and a fight broke out at the wedding. It wasn't their wedding, it wasn't anything to do with them, but a fight broke out at the wedding. The argument
is
that...
it was their wedding. They were part of the...
No, they were at the wedding. They were at the wedding. They weren't part... It wasn't their wedding.
Well, no,
but the question is it right to... So say, for example, if you were at a wedding, yeah? And a fight broke out over in the corner here that was nothing to do with you. And then you went to book your own wedding and they said, oh no, you were at that wedding where the fight was.
Well, sorry, can
you'd be disgusted.
Can I safely say, I've been to about 30 weddings in my life, I've never been to a wedding where a fight... I don't even understand why or how a fight would happen at a wedding. It's a happy bloody occasion. Why would there... It bemuses me how fights can happen, but then again, abuse.
Okay, but again, just to point out, this couple were at a wedding last year where a fight broke out. Yeah, in the same hotel. And now these people have gone back to book their own wedding for that same hotel, and the hotel have said no, because you were at a wedding last year that a fight broke out at. That's ridiculous. That is discrimination.
Here we go. In case you were wondering what side Adrian is going to be on, far left. Adrian's
far
on the left.
No.
He's on the left.
That this couple, they weren't involved in the fight last year, yeah?
Yeah.
They just happened to be at a wedding where their fight broke out, and now the hotel is allegedly...
allegedly, yes.
Yeah, is allegedly not taking a booking from them because they're travellers and they were at that wedding last year where the fight broke out. That's outrageous.
Sorry, Adrian, can I just say, if you go any further left...
No, it's outrageous that this couple, who weren't involved in the fight, just happened to be at a wedding, told that they can't book their wedding in that hotel. Discrimination it is, and that's what they're claiming, and they're probably right. Jess is on with her opinion.
Not able to come on today, lads, but if I was that hotel manager, yeah, I wouldn't want them back either. I'd have them fucking barred as well. And to call it discrimination is actually fucking laughable. You're not getting discriminated against because you're a fucking traveller. You're getting it's not even discrimination, I'm not even going to say you're getting discriminated against. You're getting barred because of your fucking behaviour. There's a very, very big difference between actual discrimination and you getting barred because you decide to act like a fucking idiot, wreck the place for $2,000 worth of damage. No, of course you can get barred. A sole person would get barred for that kind of behaviour, so fuck off. God, they deserve getting barred.
Ronan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ronan?
How are you guys? Long time no see. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you, Ronan. What did you want to say on this? This traveller family are up in arms over the fact that this hotel won't take a booking for their wedding. Can you understand why travellers feel discriminated against when it comes to the likes of this?
You can feel it all you want, but the fact is this family has already done damage the year previous, as the manager has even said. As far as you can say, he recognises them. And what else is he supposed to do? As I said in my voice message there, it's the Chinese proverb, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. So what are they supposed to do? Let the hotel get destroyed simply because because they have to, because of this word being thrown around, discrimination all the time. I mean,
hang on for one second, Ronan. By the way, this particular hotel has decided not to take the booking because the same bigger family had a wedding in that hotel last year and a fight broke out. But in general terms, travellers have a major issue booking weddings full stop, whether there was a previous fight or not.
Well, it's a track record, as you said yourself there not too long ago, and that unfortunately they have a track record of starting fights. Now, as Jeremy already said, there's some really nice ones there in that mix, and some of them you can't say anything wrong with them. However, it's still the majority of them that have a couple of drinks on them, and again, it's not hard to single out the travellers as being anything other than, you know, which are part of our heritage, I suppose you could say.
But they are, whether you like to admit it, whether anybody likes to admit it or not, they are actively discriminated against when it comes to going into pubs, trying to book weddings, trying to book restaurants. They are constantly and actively discriminated against, even though all hotels and all bars and everything else will deny it.
Well, look, in this situation, in this case, it's valid reason not to let them book it. Obviously, as I said, the damage is done. Your message has even said it, the damage was done last year. And, you know, people are caught in the crossfire on that as well. So, I mean, overall, that's enough said. Like, I mean, I don't know now. I mean, hopefully I'm totally proved wrong here, and I hope I am. But of any of the travel weddings in the past, has any of them ever, you know, hotels that have taken them haven't not ended up in something as civil or places getting destroyed?
No, I've known of hotels to take traveller weddings and had no issue at all. I have also known of venues to take a traveller wedding and a fight to break out. In fact, the only fight, I used to work at DJing at weddings many years ago. I gave it up as a bad habit, but the only fight I ever saw at a wedding was in the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary, and it happened to be a traveller wedding. Now, that's just one example that I've ever seen in my life. The point being that it doesn't happen at every traveller wedding. It's outrageous to suggest that it does.
Sorry, nobody has suggested that.
So why would you not take a booking then?
Because
why would you not take a booking?
The point that people have is the travelling community make up, it's 0.7% of the population, actually.
Go on.
So less than 1 in 100 people. Because it's, even though it's only 0.7% of the population, there is a lot of trouble. I mean, you look at the amount of stories that are coming in now about people who've been working in hotels and have witnessed fights involving members of the traveling community. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't happen at settled weddings, but if you think about it, every single day of every week in Ireland, there's probably 150 weddings taking place, probably more around Ireland, maybe 200.
Yeah,
when have you ever heard, Adrian, of slash hooks being brought to a settled wedding?
There's nothing to suggest from slash hooks at this wedding, by the way.
So it doesn't happen.
I didn't say that there aren't issues. I've heard stories of slash hooks being brought to weddings. I mean, seriously, that's Donald Trump stuff.
Okay.
So. I heard they eat the dogs, they eat the cats. Yeah. I heard that they bring slash hooks to weddings. That's buying into that stereotypical narrative that all travellers are troublemakers and you shouldn't be within an ass's roar of them.
Gardaí have launched, and this is a couple of years of old, this story.
Don't shut up for a second.
Gardaí have launched an investigation after recovering machetes, slash hooks and pickaxes following a brawl at a traveller wedding in County Wicklow. Don't mention the hotel. That's a beautiful hotel. I've stayed there. So slash hooks.
Okay, that was nearly 20 years ago. I remember that story. That was nearly 20 years ago.
So you're using
one example of a story from 20 years ago.
No, I can get more stories
to highlight that slash hooks are at a wedding.
No.
The fact of the matter is that travellers are actively discriminated against.
Here's one for more reasons. Here's one from North Cork. No, if you want more recent stories.
This is 14 years ago.
Okay, no, I'll keep on going. I'll go right up to, if you want.
You're missing the point that I'm trying to make. You can obviously find examples.
A wedding in North Cork, slash hooks used during barbaric battle at traveller wedding. Barbaric battle. That doesn't sound like the kind of wedding I wanted to go to.
No, it probably isn't. The point I'm trying to make is that this hotel has discriminated against these people because they are travellers. Not because this particular couple who want to get married are troublemakers.
No,
because they're travellers.
No, Roland,
because they were at a wedding last year where a fight broke out.
No, guilty by association.
But that's outrageous. Oh. That somebody, do you not see that, Ronan, how outrageous it is that somebody will be discriminated against just for admitting that they are a traveller?
But here's the point, is that they can claim discrimination all they want, but when you think about the bigger picture here, it's not so much whether or not the travellers not. It's the trouble they caused last year and the damage that they caused. The fact that the travellers, it might have something to do with it, but obviously they were given last year to have a booking and there was no issues then.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. So you think a hotel is within its rights, if they've had any issue at all with travellers, to discriminate against the rest of the travellers?
Well, hang on, if they have a history of a particular family, which in this case they do. Now, as I said, everyone's entitled to have a fair and equal chance, but as far as anyone's concerned, this family has already done the damage last year, so why would you take a chance at it again?
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion. Do you support a hotel deciding not to take a booking from a couple because they are travellers? Jeremy, I know of one couple from Dublin. Yeah, listen to me. A traveller couple.
Your argument here.
No, I know a traveller couple from Dublin.
Well done.
Okay. And they're a lovely young couple. They're in their mid-20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they got married last year. They had to have their wedding in the back arse of Waterford in order to get a booking. They could not get a booking for their wedding in Dublin.
That's wrong. But would they have...
When their wedding did happen down in the back arse of Waterford, no trouble, great night, everybody enjoyed it.
There's plenty of traveller weddings where there's no trouble. But how come when there's a funeral in the town, every single pub blocks their doors? Why is that?
That doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, really?
It doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, okay. Geez, Adrian, you have your head in the sand. You've your head in the sand so far, you can't even hear what's going on.
So you listen to the way you're describing this. You support hoteliers, bars, all discriminating blatantly against travellers.
The
point that this young man that I'm talking about ended up, he and his bride, having a wedding in a hotel in Waterford that had nothing to do with their family.
Wedding in Waterford.
They wanted to have it in Dublin.
Beautiful county.
They wanted to get married where they live, and they could not get a booking in a hotel in Dublin.
You need to calm down. You're getting very annoyed about someone's wedding that you weren't even invited to.
I was invited to it. I just didn't go to it.
Oh, that speaks volumes.
What do you mean it speaks volumes?
Yeah, that you literally didn't go to the wedding?
No, because I was away.
Oh, okay.
I was away on holidays.
Yeah, there's a made-up story.
Stop bullshitting out here. I was invited to this wedding. The fact of the matter is, that's not the point of this. This couple were getting married and could not get married near where they live because they're travellers. Don't tell me that's wrong. Don't tell me that's outrageous. They ended up having a wedding that was hugely successful. No hassle at all. Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good, thanks, Brian. This couple have certainly sent a legal letter to the hotel over discrimination. Can you understand that?
I can indeed, yes, because under the law, travellers are covered under the Equal Status Act. You know what I mean? And in that case, they can. Now, I know if they've caused trouble before, fair enough, the hotel would be within their right. But if the couple are going to take a case against the hotel needs to provide evidence of the previous incident, you know, and that's the thing. Because, you know, it could be a case of tying all with the same brush here, you know what I mean? And that's the thing. I know people who are travellers who are pretty decent, you know what I mean? And that's the thing. And that's what I'd be saying on that.
So you believe that this couple are within their rights, well, legally they are, threaten a discrimination case against this hotel. Even if the hotel were able to prove that they were at a wedding last year where a fight broke out, which I'm sure they probably can prove, still doesn't justify this particular couple being discriminated against.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. I saw a comment on one of those. I saw a comment underneath the post. And there was a particular pub where one particular what do you call it, person caused trouble, and the pub turned on about all the family. Like, the rest of the family were guilty by association, so to speak. You know what I mean? It was just deal with the couple rather than those associates. You know what I mean? Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Okay, the bottom line is, you see the discrimination that travellers experience and you think it's wrong, basically.
I do indeed, and I've seen cases where cases have been brought to the WRC and cases have been won.
And you think this couple are well within their rights to
legally,
to be suing?
Yeah, well, legally, yes.
There you are, Jeremy. Yeah. This couple have been blatantly discriminated against.
Well, not blatant, no blatant.
Sorry, if the guy himself, the couple themselves, yeah, if they arrived at this wedding last year swinging slash hooks around the place, fair enough. Good reason not to have a wedding.
I remember
they weren't. They weren't even involved in the fight last year.
I remember years ago getting barred from, what was the name of that place before it was, well, I think before it was called Q-Bar. Whatever the place was before it was called Q-Bar in a concert. I remember being in there one night and a fight broke out. I wasn't even involved in the fight. It was none of my mates, but it was in the same corner. We were all chucked out and I got barred from there. I was never let back in. Guilty by association. It happens. But did you see me running to the courts? Discrimination.
No, you should have, though.
Oh, yeah.
But it was nothing to do with you. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Brian. Brian fully understands why this couple are threatening to sue. Let me bring in Ismail with a point on this topic.
Well, I was just listening to your podcast there now. I totally agree with the hotel. I'm a conference and banqueting manager in a hotel. And I've been in the hospitality business for many years now. And I was always against not taking bookings from travelers. Because being honest with you, they actually do bring in a lot of money. They do spend a lot of money, cash especially. And once you do get them in, you do have a loyal customer, because then they'll get the rest of the family or any other events will be, you'll be the first person to come to. But and I'm also a big believer of not judging a book by its cover. But they have always let me down, like the hotel saying they did damage to $2,000. That's a lot. I've seen that for myself in any places which we have let them in, and it's just they don't make a good name for themselves. And it's not even when they do ruin it, it's not for themselves. It's the public in general. Because then, let's say a customer complains or put complaints on booking.ie, no other customer would want to stay in that place, because again they've seen that comment. Cheers.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
How are we doing?
Good, thanks, Stephen. Travellers are regularly discriminated against, and for a couple not to be able to book their wedding because they are travellers seems outrageous.
I think it's ridiculous, to be honest with you. I think I've seen it firsthand. I worked in a hotel in Dublin, and I'm going to be very honest, it might be the same hotel that you're talking about today. Obviously, you can't say the name, but it is in County Dublin. I worked there during COVID. When they opened back up the doors after COVID, we had a lot of guests come in the first day of opening, and the majority of them were travellers. The bartenders refused to serve them. The manager called the cops, and for no reason. They simply wanted to come to the bar.
Sorry, that's what I was about to ask. What was the reason they were refused service?
There was no reason. They were checking in, and a lot of them were told they weren't allowed to check in. Now, I was a manager there at the time, and we ended up allowing them to check in, which I was totally for. I don't see a reason why you would turn anyone away. At the end of the day, it's money, and you're guaranteed to stay. They have the credentials, they have their credit cards, they have their IDs, so there was no reason to turn them away. The cops ended up coming down, and the guard said the exact same thing. They said, okay, well, what's the reason for turning them away? And they didn't have a good enough reason.
That's what I was about to say. What reason were they trying to concoct?
Because they said that they were knackers. That was the words they used. We're not serving fucking knackers in our hotel.
Wow.
Now, when they eventually did check in, they were told they weren't allowed to have a drink at the bar.
Where were they allowed to have a drink?
They were told they weren't allowed to.
They weren't allowed to drink in the hotel.
Wait, hear this. This is the best thing. They were told they weren't allowed to have room service then. So then they came down to the bar, which they had the right to do. Everybody else was doing it. And the barman called them fucking knackers and refused to serve them. Now, if you're met with that much aggression when you go into a place, what do you expect?
Ah, absolutely.
They took out their phones, they started videoing, and then the cops were called again, the guard came down, and literally the guard said, well, you have to serve them. You're serving everyone else. Now, this particular hotel had regular customers from the area that they were serving at the time. So they had no reason to then refuse the travelers. So we ended up after about an hour of arguing and me saying, let's just serve them. There's nothing wrong with them. They ended up coming in. We separated them. We gave them the restaurant area and they had a great night. They had their sing songs. They had a bit of crack. Their bill was $3,500.
Jesus. Right. Okay. I assume no hassle.
Well, none of the staff would serve them. I ended up serving them.
Stephen, again, none of the staff would serve these travellers who weren't causing any trouble at all.
No, and the only problem I had that night was actually one of the regular customers that shouldn't have been in there because they weren't staying and the rules were you have to stay in the hotel to get a drink, was one of the regulars going over and talking to one of the lads about how his girlfriend was dressed. And he had no reason to do that. And your man said, look, leave us alone. We're having a good time. Can you go away? And then he came up to me and he said it to me. He said, look, we're not trying to cause any trouble here. We're happy to be here. Is there any chance you can have a word with that lad? And I went over to the lad and I said, mate, you're the one causing the problem. If you don't like it, get out. And that was it. They came up at the end of the night, they paid their bill and they gave me a £500 tip, €500 tip.
Really?
And I said, thanks very much, lads. You have a great night. And I went home.
And that was the end of that. No hassle.
And that was the end of that. No hassle after it. They all had finished up their last round and they went to bed. I had the senior manager telling me, you need to get payment off these people before you go anywhere tonight. I said, okay, no problem at all. Went over, took about 10, 15 minutes to get payment off them. They paid their bill and they went. And that was it. Like, there's a whole stigma behind the traveling community. Like, look, I'm no lefty by any means. I know they do have problems. I know that I've been in many situations where they have been a problem. But sure, that's anyone. You could go up to Sheepmore where you get your coke and you're going to get problems in the pub up there. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so let me go back to the point of this conversation, which is the discrimination against travellers. And you witnessed it firsthand from senior management in the hotel you were working in, from staff of the hotel who didn't want to serve them when they were eventually served. Pure and utter discrimination based on nothing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about the sort of discrimination that travellers suffer from. We know that there have been issues at some traveller weddings or traveller funerals or whatever. It is probably disproportionate to that similar sort of trouble at weddings in the settled community. However, you obviously believe that it is bang out of order for a place to discriminate against somebody just because they're a traveller.
It's the same as any discrimination. At the end of the day, look, I'm between the States and Ireland, right? And I see it with the black community in America. And people, they have a stigma against them saying they're not going to tip, they're not going to do that. Some of my best customers are African-American. Some of the best tippers I know are African-American. Mm. And it's a stereotype.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with the Irish people abroad. Oh, yeah, you know, oh, look at the Irish. They went over wherever. They went to Australia. They caused problems. If you are met with a stereotype the minute you walk into a place or when you're walking down the street, you're going to have an anger towards the person that's stereotyping you. And there's going to be, there's a prejudice there.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end of the day.
So you know you're being discriminated against, so you automatically have your back up, basically.
Of course you would. Why wouldn't you?
Hmm. And this is the point that I was making to Jeremy earlier on. Jeremy, there is intrinsic discrimination in this country against the travelling community.
So can I stop you there for a second, Stephen? Because people are claiming, this is arsehole sometimes, people are claiming that this is a completely made up story and that this is no joke. Another person is saying, I reckon, Alan Burke is saying, I reckon that's JJ, JJ works in our show, who's actually on the other side of the desk. So Stephen, can you, for the listeners, because I'm looking at your phone number, you are in the US at the moment, correct?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're 00+1 or whatever, 561 is your number.
I'm in Miami, outside Miami.
Oh, lovely. Do you work for the show?
No, I don't. And I can tell you right now, lads, I can gladly send you the emails that I sent to HR of that hotel.
Well, I know
when I gave my notice to say, you know what, go fuck yourselves if you're going to treat people like that.
So why do people...
Oh, good man. So you actually walked out over this?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So I live
between here and America. My wife is black, right? And I witness what people of her colour go through in America. I don't tolerate that. And the bottom line is this. If you're going to discriminate against someone because of their beliefs, their ethnicity, whatever it may be, I'm not going to fucking work with you. You can go fuck yourself. And that's just...
Okay, like, so again...
money is paper.
Yeah, and I want to go back to the point of the conversation that this couple have been told, no, you can't have your wedding in our hotel because you were at a wedding last year and there was a fight, okay?
But that's just making an excuse. And the reason they do that is they want the reason not to take the wedding. That's it. And they've been pubs in Ireland, especially, have been doing that for a long time. You know, your mate was in a fight here last week, so you're not allowed in. But sure, you're turning away money, and then they wonder why they're fucking closing down.
No, but Stephen, hang on a second. No hotel, if you're a business, no hotel wants to turn away money. Hotels spend a fortune actually advertising.
So why do they constantly do it?
No, that's what I'm about to say.
Then why do they do it? That's the bottom line.
No, I think...
They do it, and you also have to look at it from the other perspective. They don't want to fucking deal with it. And you could have 1 in 10 weddings where, yeah, you might get a bit of damage. That's what insurance is for. And it's not only the traveling community. It could be anyone that does the damage.
I know, Stephen, you have to have regard for your staff, a lot of whom are quite young people working at weddings. You can't put your staff in possible danger.
Oh, hang on. Stop for 1 second. The staff in this hotel that Stephen has after been telling us about refused point blank to serve a group of travellers only because they were travellers.
That's wrong. That's
no
wrong.
Other reason.
Yeah, wrong. Completely wrong. Completely
so what
wrong.
Are you saying then? What are you talking about?
I'm being devil's advocate here, and I'm saying a lot of hotels will throw caution to the wind because they have to look after their staff.
What's that got to do with staff?
Well, the moral of the story is this, right? If you treat people with the respect that you would like to be treated with,
correct,
right? You won't have these fucking issues.
And this is the point that I was making.
If somebody comes in to make a booking... and you point blank refuse them and make up a stupid fucking excuse like, you were here last year and there was a fight.
Yeah.
You might not have been involved in that fight, but you were here. We're not taking your booking. And you know, lads, that goes on everywhere.
Okay, you believe this couple are well within their rights to take a discrimination case against this hotel?
I personally don't believe in that, and I don't think that should be the case. But the bottom line is, if this is an ongoing trend within that society, I think fucking why not? Because if they're refusing to take their money, they're refusing to take their custom, so sure they'll take the money off them for not fucking giving it to them. Okay. It's just stupid. Yeah, no, it really is.
Stay with me for a moment. There's a lot of calls coming in on this.
So did he say he's in Miami at the moment?
Miami in Florida.
Do you work in a bar or do you run a bar in Miami?
I run a bar in Miami, yeah.
Oh, amazing. And is it a beachside bar?
Nah, it's about 5 minute walk to the beach.
Is it an Irish bar?
I prefer not to say.
Okay.
There's not many of them in Miami, so
the reason I'm saying is a lot of the Irish bars I've been in America don't have Irish staff. It's actually great that someone who's Irish is
all of 99% of my staff are Irish.
Oh, very good, very good. Good to talk to you, Stephen. Stay there for a second. I want to bring in John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Here's a good one for you. We have traveler friends and they're great people. I've been to their weddings, I've been to their funerals, I've been to their birthdays, I've been to everything, as well as, you know, our own folk. And I've seen more hassle with our own folk than the fucking travellers, which is God. Because there's a stigmata out there, guys, that, oh, it's travellers. The travellers are always this, the travellers are that. You know, I reckon the fucking Irish are just as, you know, if not worse. And, you know, I think it's great that they're taking a case against the hotel. Why shouldn't they? Just because they were there on the night that there was a fight, you know,
and that's what they were told. You can't book your wedding in this hotel because the last time a member of your wider family, booked a wedding in this hotel, you were at it and there was a fight.
Wow, just wow. How would you feel, Jeremy, if that was the case with you and a lot of friends were out for the night, out at a wedding, and you were told then the next year, well, we're not taking your booking, Jeremy Dixon, because you were here last year and there was a row. How would you feel?
I wouldn't be happy, but again, I'm not.
No, you wouldn't be, because I know you'd be fucking going straight to a solicitor. I know you would, Mr. Dixon. I know you. I would.
Sorry,
I would.
I've been stopped from places all the time. Adrian was stopped from a place in Harcourt Street a few years ago for wearing a Dublin jersey. He made a fucking song and dance.
No, hold on. I'm not talking about Dublin jerseys and pubs.
No,
I'm talking about blatant discrimination here.
was a Dublin jersey the day of an All-Ireland final.
So what?
That Dublin were playing
in. I wouldn't let Jimmy Dore wearing a Dublin jersey either.
Ridiculous.
This is blatant discrimination, guys. And it needs to be stomped out. And, you know, pubs and clubs or whatever it may be, or venues, need to understand that action will be taken for discrimination if they keep carrying on the way they're carrying on. As that last gentleman said, there's no need for it. You know what I mean? Just because they were there, it doesn't mean that they caused it. You know, it's fucking terrible what they're getting. You know, you got to feel sorry for them in a case of this, that they didn't do anything wrong. And so why should they be discriminated
against? As I said, the example that I gave of a couple that I know, traveller couple, ended up having their wedding at the back arse of the country because they couldn't get a wedding booking locally because they were known as travellers. So not because they were ever out of flight or anything. It is.
Can I read out this message? This came in before the show started. I meant to read it out about 20 minutes ago. I want to tell you something, and I can't come on because my solicitor said stay quiet. But the family are my cousins. Oh, sorry, this is the family of travellers who were at the wedding. And I was at the wedding, and it was just four people that were up to no good, and they don't even live here. They come from Glasgow, and were not invited. Sorry, why would they be... Sorry, are there members of the travelling community living in Glasgow or something?
All over the UK.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. They come from Glasgow and they're not invited to this wedding next year, so get your story straight.
So, again, this couple have lost, have been told they can't have their wedding in this hotel because four people from Glasgow were at a different wedding last year and caused a fight. Four people.
Yeah.
Discrimination at its best.
John, you do realise that $2,000 worth of damage was caused at the...
Yeah, but it wasn't them, Jeremy. It wasn't them.
It wasn't this couple.
You can't...
But sure, how would the hotel know...
The fact of the matter is that they walked in the...
So, Jeremy,
they walked
if you were a group of people tonight, Jeremy, and there's $2,000 worth of damage done in a hotel or a premises, are you going to foot the bill for it? Are you going to take the blame for it? I fucking think not.
We were on a work night out, and I won't mention the company we work for. I don't work for that company anymore. We were on a work night out in a hotel in North County Dublin. We had a night out there.
You just broke the place up.
Two of the rooms were actually were actually wrecked. The security, because people got absolutely drunk, it was a mad night. Security guards came up to the fourth floor of the hotel that night. I'll never forget it, about 2 o'clock, and they kicked every single one of us out of the hotel. We were left on the side of the street in the middle of the night. Discrimination.
No,
I didn't wreck a room.
No,
I was in bed asleep.
Were you in the room?
I was in bed asleep. But because we were part of it...
You were in the room asleep while everybody else was wrecking the place.
No, I was in my own room. We had pretty much the whole floor booked out.
If you were in your own room, you shouldn't have been touched. Fuck that. No, I would have caused murder.
But they kicked out everybody.
Because we're all one group.
Group booking.
Fuck that.
Well, there you go.
Okay, John, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Ellie with her opinion.
Hey guys, interesting topic today. I can see both sides of it. Like, I grew up with neighbours that were travellers, and to be honest, they were the loveliest people, the nicest neighbours. They deal with things in their own way, but they were a lot nicer than a lot of our other neighbours. I hate to agree with Jeremy. Now, it wasn't a wedding, but what he said about pubs locking the doors. We live in a little village, and must have been 2-3 months ago there during the summer, there was a traveller funeral in the neighbouring village. And they absolutely upended a pub. There was a knife fight and everything. And all the pubs in the neighbouring villages all locked their doors and pretended they were closed for several days until they were gone. It was a massive funeral. There was travellers from abroad and everything came over. Apparently a big massive fight broke out. There was a neighbouring pub absolutely upended. And yeah, all the pubs in the area all locked their doors and closed for several days until they left. So there's two sides to it, you know. You can't paint them all with the same brush, but unfortunately they do have that reputation. So I understand businesses wanting to protect their property. I don't know, it's a shame. It's hard to know what's the right thing to do. Like, on one hand it is discrimination, but on the other hand sometimes it's rightly so by the businesses not wanting to host them.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Jeremy.
You've heard from a guy who was a hotel manager who left his job because of the way in which travellers are discriminated against. You've heard John saying it's outrageous that people are discriminated against like this. What's your view on this?
Unfortunately, you can't paint them all with the same brush, and I get that, and an awful lot of them are discriminated against. in the incident with this hotel, they were at the wedding. Now, as you said already, they didn't cause the fight, but how are the wedding or the hotel to know that they weren't inviting them people to the wedding, or them people weren't coming back over to the wedding for their wedding? Like, $2,000 worth of damage was done at that hotel. It wasn't just a small chair or a table got broken. $2,000 worth of damage.
I understand all that. And no, I don't know. Did even the hotel ask any questions? The fact of the matter is that this couple, because I assume they're part of a big traveller family and they're known in the area or whatever, they wanted to book their wedding in this hotel. They weren't involved in the fight last year. But if I'm to be honest, I would imagine that this is just the hotel looking for any old excuse not to take another traveller wedding.
It could be. It could be. Like, my mum worked in the industry. She worked in a restaurant for the guts of 20, 30 years. And she has worked on some traveller weddings. And she said they went off without a hitch. And they were the best weddings she was ever at. But there was two or three that she said they upended the place and they've wrecked the place. Unfortunately, I get both sides of this. I do. I get that they feel like they're being discriminated against. But at the same time, it wasn't just a small bit of damage done at that traveller wedding. And unfortunately, it sounds like guilty by association.
No, that is what it is, guilty by association. But isn't it outrageous that this couple can't have their wedding because there was a bit of a scrap at the last one that they were at?
As I said, like Jerry, our agent, it sounds like, how are the wedding to know, the hotel to know that they, the people that caused that kerfuffle or caused all that problems weren't going to this wedding? Or
okay, John, let me just go back to you for one second. Maybe the hotel are right, because there's no guarantee that the people who caused the fight last year won't be at this wedding causing a fight again.
Well, that's no one's going to know who's, you know, but here's one agent I can't understand it for life of me that they didn't take the wedding booking, because I would have, if I was one of the business, because they're going to be down to between 15,000 euros now at least, you know. So, it's you know, they fucked up. They really did, you know. I just don't get it. They can't, I know what the girl is saying, but you can't go around taking everybody discriminating against us, I suppose that's what it is, and saying to people, we're not taking your bookings because you would have had a fight last night, the last year, last month, last. It can't be happening like that. And it is discrimination. And as I say, they're losing now. She wouldn't take the booking, and now they're going to lose $15,000 in total as well on discrimination cases. So it's their loss, if you get me. You know, they should have taken the booking. You know, they should have honored the booking.
But as Lorraine said, John, last year at a wedding with the same family, broadly speaking, there was a fight. And what hotel wants that again?
If that had been me or you, and we had been at that, has it been my family that caused that fight, and I went to book a wedding, like, would it be discrimination if they told me no? I'd understand if they said no to me.
Of course it would be discrimination, because if you were at a wedding, and, you know, a friend's wedding, like, or a friend, you know, whatever it may be, and you didn't do anything, it wouldn't be fair on you to refuse you a wedding.
I've often been on a night out, and I haven't been involved, but my friends have gotten fights, and the pub has turned around and told us all to leave because we were all in a group together. I didn't kick and scream say, oh, look, so I'm really sorry, I wasn't having to do it with me. Because I'm part of that group, unfortunately, it's guilty by association.
But it's different on a night out, Lorraine, but the fact of the matter is, this is a wedding, this is a big thing, you know. And it's not a night out. It's not like a night out. Even Jeremy was saying there about a jersey or what have you. It's not like that. It's a huge, huge thing. And it is discrimination at its best. You weren't, Lorraine, told that you couldn't come into the pub. They were told that because you were at the wedding, even some wedding here. Just put this aside for a minute, Adrian and Lorraine and Jeremy for a second. There's even travellers that went in fights and didn't cause any hassle and still told in hotels, the breath and let of the country, no, we're not serving this. No, we won't be having any bookings or any weddings. Just point blankly. And they never even caused any hassle. This has to stop, guys. It doesn't matter. It has to stop. It is discrimination. And I hope you sue the arse off them, literally.
I get that point. I do get that point. And as I said, 99.9% of the travelling community are amazing. I have friends who are travellers. They're amazing people and they are brilliant. But unfortunately, that 0.1% has tarnished their name.
And we all know that, Lorraine, but it seems really, that example that I gave of the couple that I know that ended up having to have their wedding in Waterford because they couldn't get a booking anywhere around Dublin. I mean, that is outrageous. It really is.
It is cruel. It's
they ended up, they
cruel.
Ended up having to ring. They ended up having to get friends to ring using names that wouldn't be associated with the travelling community to try and book bespoke weddings. It's just ridiculous that you have
that
to
is,
do that.
That's cruel. That is cruel. That is horrible. And it's
especially cruel. In 2024, guys. It's not on.
No,
you know,
I get
and
that.
I think Adrian and Lorraine, what has to happen here is they're going to have to learn, and whether it's through the pocket or anywhere else, if that's the only action that the traveller family can take in this.
And there have been a number of successful lawsuits in the last couple of years where travellers have sued for discrimination. You would support this couple in doing the exact same thing?
Absolutely. Lorraine, I can give them a name as a solicitor, but they probably have one anyway.
Okay. And Lorraine, you think that because of the fight last year, you've a slight understanding as to where the hotel's coming from.
I can see it from both sides. Mm. I can see it from both. It's cruel what's happening to that family. It's horrible, and being discriminated against like that is horrible, and nobody should feel like that. But at the same time, at this wedding, from their whole, and it wasn't them, it was their larger family, $2,000 worth of damage was done to that hotel. Like, it wasn't just
But they didn't do it, Ryan.
That's the fact of it.
That's exactly the point. They didn't do it, and they shouldn't be discriminated against.
Okay, Lorraine, if that had been you and you tried to book a wedding that where there was a fight and they just said no, you were at a wedding that there was a fight, you'd be disgusted as well. Let me just squeeze in a few more opinions on this. This is Damien.
Hi guys. There is a problem here. There are a number of traveller families who deliberately target places where they know they will be refused so that they can actually take a case against them.
And I have known that to happen as well, Damien, in fairness. And Robbie.
Surely, though, if it does go to court and the manager says, you know, this happened last year, if the guards were involved, there's going to be a record of it. That would cause the case to get thrown out, wouldn't it?
I don't know if it would. No, the fact of the matter is this couple weren't involved in the fight, Robbie. They happened to be at a wedding where there happened to be a fight, but they weren't involved in it.
We since found out from our friend in Miami the name of the hotel that he was talking about. Shocking.
That he walked out of.
Shocking, shocking story, asterisk.
Yeah.
Shocking story.
No, it is a shocking story, yeah.
And I have been to that hotel.
Quite often,
yeah. Yeah. I'm actually shocked that it's that
this is the hotel that Stephen ended up walking out of because of the discrimination against travellers.
Now, this is probably a hotel that a lot of you have had communions there and confirmations.
Absolutely.
Big hotel for communions and confirmations. I'm shocked at that hotel.
Anyway, there you go. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please tell your friends about it. Please share it onto your own social media. Click subscribe or follow and the little bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.